Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dan Frierson, who's the chairman of the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Kemp, doing fine.
Well, you've had a busy day today. I know you've been on your conference call, just reported your numbers today, and actually, numbers are very good for second quarter for the Dixie Group. Last year, you know, we were right at the tail end of a very dismal time in the industry. I believe you had a net loss of $744,000, and this year you had a gain of $766,000, or 6 cents per share. And one of the things to look at some of this, for the first 6 months, your sales $135 million. You've had a growth in the commercial market of 20% when the industry is, I think, probably closer to 7 to 10%. And on the residential side, you've had growth of 15%, and most of the other players in this market are probably flat. So to what do you attribute that great success?
Kemp, we have invested a lot of money in new technology, differentiating technology, and invested a lot in new product development, and then introduction of new products. We did this during the downturn. I think that's beginning to pay dividends. What we're seeing is the upper end of the market, the luxury end, the high end, however you want to describe it, in most categories is improving much more than the industry. And that's true in other industries, not just the carpet business. So I believe we're the beneficiary today of the upper end of the market. People with money are spending money, and they like beautiful product, and they want to keep their home beautiful and fresh and up to date. And I think today we're seeing the benefit of that.
Most people know your business, but we've talked about this before. I think your average net selling price is probably four times greater than the industry's average, right?
Well, our average overall as a company is about $20. But if you look at Maslin or Fabrica, it's four or five times as much.
You do sell branded nylon with a lot of your goods. You also sell wool. I think you entered that business 3 or 4 years ago. And yet you do play even in the polyester end of the market too, right?
We do play in the polyester end, but it's a very small percentage of our business. And it's a very difficult business today, a very competitive end of the market. The wool business has been interesting because we did introduce that about 4 years ago, and we've shown growth in wool every year since then through this downturn. And that says to me, again, in the upper end of the market, people are willing to spend money for beautiful product. And we're seeing wool continue to grow this year. We're also seeing our upper end nylons grow this year as well, our Stainmaster products.
Let's talk about wool for a second. Do you think that the more affluent are moving to wool because of the sustainability and the fact that it's a natural fiber?
I think that's having a lot to do with it. The fact it's natural makes people more comfortable with it. The fact that it is green, so to speak, makes people more comfortable with it. I will say, however, wool prices have actually gone up this year much more than nylon. So I think we may see the wool business not grow as rapidly for the next year or two with these very high wool raw material prices.
There are several players that play in the upper end of this market, and I'm not sure they're all seeing the results you're seeing. Do you also think it's because of the amount of distribution you've been able to get at retail? And the reason I ask you that is that I've done two interviews this week, and your name, both Dixie and Maslin, have come up, both when I interview Big Bob's and that whole buying group, or also when I interviewed yesterday Sam Roberts. So do you think you've gotten more distribution out there at retail?
Well, we certainly have got broad distribution, although we try to make it selective distribution. I felt like I could have written the script for what Sam said in your interview yesterday. Sam talked about margin dollars. He talked about beautiful product, being able to sell something you can get excited about yourself, and with fewer yards create more margin dollars. That's really what our business is about, and candidly what his business is about.
All right, so this is a 17.2% growth in the second quarter. As we look in the third quarter, I know you've got to be careful because you're a publicly traded company, but what do you think you're going to see in the third quarter?
We were concerned in that June was the weakest month in terms of order entry in the second quarter, and we were concerned as we got into the third quarter that it would not be as strong as second quarter. Traditionally, third quarter is not quite as strong as second quarter. But after the first almost 5 weeks, we feel like third quarter is going to be a good quarter for us. We also selectively have taken some one-time business, which will also help our sales numbers. And we're comfortable today that in the third quarter, we'll see growth in excess of 17% from last year's levels.
All right, let's talk about styling for a minute. I know that, you know, seeing your products at Surfaces, you had some of the really striking looking products. You had barber poles, you had tweeds. How is it that you're able to, year after year, come up with styling that is so striking?
Well, we have a lot of talented people, and I'm not one of them. Seriously, it takes creative people. It takes everything from the yarn formation on through, working closely with suppliers, working with our yarn people, and then with our designers. And candidly, it also takes a lot of investment in new technologies to have capabilities other people don't have. The other factor there is that we run smaller puts than most people are willing to run. You got to get good at doing that, but we think it makes a difference, and it allows us to come up with more creative products, more differentiated products. We don't have to sell as many yards as most of our competitors do to make it a worthwhile product to us.
All right, let me ask you a question about the home centers. I know when they were doing the shift out and when they were doing the Stainmaster changeover, you kind of got hit by that. And I think you got more of a presence at Lowe's as you lost presence at Home Depot. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the home centers.
Kemp, obviously, when we're very closely tied to Stainmaster, and when they made their decision, our business with Depot was history. Lowe's has been a very good partner. Lowe's has been a very good customer. We've been fortunate to pick up a significant amount of business there, and I think they have done a good job of trading up. And we tend to be at the upper end of their product range in our lower end. And it works well, and they've been a good customer, and we've seen significant volume there.
All right, great, Dan. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, I wanted to talk to you because of your strong 17.2% growth in net sales for the second quarter. Again, we've been talking to Dan Frierson, who's chairman of the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.